I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The flagship station for your Boston Red Sox.
Sports Radio 93.7. WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Freedom Day sales event.
Tonight, we turn the page. We may be champions, but once again, we suit up as the unproven. Last year's effort won't be enough. So we need something that we didn't have last time. With our crew at our back, our strength is unmatched. So whoever you are, know this. There's no fight you can bring. There's no hell you can raise that's greater than all that we've been through together. After all, every great story deserves a sequel, and ours begins right now.
Wait till you hear the Mac Jones hype video. It'll be so much better than that. Is the undefeated season on Tom Brady's mind?
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think another
that would be what is better than winning a Super Bowl.
No.
Winning a Super Bowl with an undefeated season.
Yeah, that would ultimately, yeah. But I think for him, the thing that's on his mind is winning another championship.
That's it.
That is it. And, you know, when you hear that, I kind of cringe. I'm like.
You cringe?
Yeah. Because I'm like, man, he changed. He should be saying that wearing a patch jersey, but he changed. And now he's down in Tampa doing that. Ugh.
I mean,
disgusting.
Is there anything left when it comes to accolades or achievements? What's left for Tom Brady other than the undefeated season?
I just think now you're just running up the score. Now you're playing with house money. As long as he feels good, he'll keep playing. Giselle obviously likes it down there. That doesn't seem to be an issue if that commercial is any sign. They're joking about him playing 10 to 15 more years. But I thought this yesterday. Jeff Howe did an excellent job on Brady. The Athletic did the top 100 players. Brady, obviously, number one. And he told the story of Edelman being in Brady's, I think it was Dre's house in L.A. back in the early 2010s. And they are in Brady's gym. And on the wall is the date of the Super Bowl following the next season, counting down the seconds to get to Super Bowl 43 at the time. And Edelman tells Brady, bro, how crazy is it that you're going after Montana? Mm-hmm. Brady replied, I ain't going for Montana. I'm going for Jordan. At that time, he had three rings. Tonight, he raises his seventh banner. Like, how that doesn't give you all the feels. Like, my God, how awesome is that? We were watching the greatest athlete in the history of American team sports. And you losers
are
bitching.
Bill Russell. He has 11.
Right. And that's what's next,
Ken. You beat the Topeka Mudhens.
That's what's next. Antonio Brown. Oh, bro, that's nuts. You passed Jordan. I'm going after Russell. Like, that's Antonio Brown's story next.
Yes,
but
yes.
That's what Brady, he wants to solidify all across everyone who speaks about athletes. He wants them to be like, he's the greatest in all sports to ever do it.
I also thought further down in that, I think Edelman talked about like in a game where Brady overthrew him or something like that. And he said, hey, man, like, sorry, that's on me. And then the next time that was the Super Bowl winning catch for Edelman.
Hmm.
Right, yeah. Curtis, in that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that showed that he took accountability on the field. He put everything, a lot of pressure on himself. I liked reading that, actually.
That's because Edelman wasn't a young wide receiver. If he was a young wide receiver, Brady would have bit his head off.
I think Brady threw to David Givens, Deion Branch, won Super Bowls with those guys. No, when he had young receivers that could catch, he threw to them.
He threw to those guys. He yelled at them, too.
Oh, no.
Curtis is going to be insufferable. I would hate to be anywhere near you this evening.
I'm turning off our group message tonight.
Yeah.
I just cannot wait to have another opportunity to watch this man perform at the age of 44. You are watching something you will never, ever see again.
No visit to the Northeast Men's Health Clinic required for Chris Curtis this evening.
I need to go to the opposite.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I want them to lose every game. That's what I want. The Bucks to lose every game.
To lose every game?
Yes.
That's not happening. Aww.
So we can, you know, what? You lose. Misery loves company.
Unfortunately, I think they have a reasonable chance of going undefeated. I mean, you got everybody.
Don't say that, Greg.
You got all 22.
Oh, say that. Kill me a jinx.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
You got all 22 starters back. Maybe first time ever.
Too difficult.
Have you figured out whether that is actually the first time ever?
First time, yeah, that's true. Since the Super Bowl, the 22 starters in the Super Bowl coming back, all 22, first time ever.
And Brady said that Gronk looked better than he's ever seen him going into the season.
It's too tough, though. And your coach is a boob. He'll mess something up here.
I mean, it would
the coach
be,
doesn't need to do anything.
It would be kind of cool for him to call it quits at the end of the season. He's right now, there's nobody who's won back-to-back since Brady in 03 and 04.
Right.
And then if he does that here, he gets to 8 titles, back-to-back, says goodbye.
And anybody that says running back, bullshit. Nope. All right, that's Kansas City's bullshit. We're going for 2.
But even Dan Orlovsky, Greg, who is the poster boy now of ESPN NFL coverage, he's gone, like, he's lost his mind.
Oh, he's out there.
Listen to what he said yesterday about Brady, how many wins, and what he'll have for stats this year.
17-0 is a reality for Tom Brady and this football team. It is a focus point for Tom Brady and this football team. And I think if they get past week 3 and week 4, 17-0 is a reality. And then 55 touchdowns. So 55 touchdowns with 17 games is about 3 touchdowns a game. It is a reality that he is going to go chase down Peyton Manning's 55 touchdowns in a season record. 17-0 is not only a potential reality, it's a focus point by Tom Brady. And I truly believe that throwing for 55 touchdowns and breaking Peyton Manning's record is a potential reality. You can see 55 and 50. I just think they have the talent to do it, and it's not asking too much. It's 3 touchdowns a game.
He's saying it's a focus point for Tom Brady.
What is he talking about?
Tom Brady is focusing on the undefeated season. Why not? I mean, it's the only thing he hasn't done.
Here's what I would say, basically, back to what Ken said. They're returning how many starters?
All 22.
All 22. Out of those all 22, how many of them played last year? All 22.
All 22.
What was their record last year?
Were they 5 losses?
I think they were 10-6. Were they 11-5?
Well, they were 14-5. No, 15-5.
During the regular season, they were 11-5.
Yes.
Right.
So it's the same guys. The fact that they're not going undefeated, it's just not happening. They have the same team now when you look at it. Can they win the championship this year? Yeah, I won't put that past them. But they're bringing back the same cast of characters that went 11-5 next year. To think that now all of a sudden the same group's going to go undefeated, not happening.
It is disgusting, though, how bad that division is. It's like when Brady was here and how bad the AFC East was. Look at the quarterbacks in that division again.
I understand that, but it's just it's too difficult to go undefeated. I don't think there'll ever be a team to.
You don't think that?
Not in the modern football era.
You have the additional game this year.
Yep, that makes it harder.
Makes it harder.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-mm. The 55 touchdowns. Maybe I could see him getting a 50. What did he throw, 40 last year, Curtis? Yep. During the regular season, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so maybe I could see him throwing 50, 48, because they're going to air the football out, but.
I mean, I think Mahomes is going to throw more touchdown passes than Brady this year. So what does it matter if Brady beats Manning's record and so does Mahomes?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Brady is going to be at the top of the NFL in many statistical categories. I think
the team's
good.
No, I think he will.
I just don't.
Wasn't he there last year?
We've never seen this
before.
Right,
but what? But okay, he was 43 last year. We never seen
it. At some point, it has to end.
Yeah, but
at some point,
physically. See, I think it ends when physically he can't do it no more.
Right.
What last year showed that Brady declined physically?
I'm not saying he did. So I'm just saying
he is going to fall off a cliff.
No, you're turning me into Kellerman.
No. I still think he'll be top five in some type of quarterback category. Because he just, you talk about the super team. He has talent around him. He has, and it's another year in the system. They're more comfortable. The chemistry's there. He got 7 plays in whatever it was, the preseason game, went 7 for 7 and threw a touchdown.
I hate Tom Brady.
Whoa, Curtis.
That was some weird splicing you did there. Well done.
Well, now Curtis is at the point where he's analyzing the crypto commercial, and he's noticed that when Tom calls the Boston bartender.
It's a good catch.
The name on the phone is Bill. The contact name is Bill.
Are you serious?
I had a huge assist on this. Yes. Zeke is the man who found it, so thank you to Zeke for finding it. But yes, on his call, on his screen, halfway through the spot, you see Betty, Bill, Khalid, Mark, and Rob. Mm. So Gronk, Wahlberg, DJ Khalid, and Bill Belichick. So, I don't know. I mean, that is, in my opinion, I think that was the joke, what you guys were taking as a shot. That he was calling Bill, or Giselle thought he was calling Bill, saying, oh, no, he still loves you. That was the...
All right, this last one might be tough.
Nah, he loves you.
Barbie's getting up the dentist. This guy. First, even if he wanted to come back, we wouldn't take you.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, we would.
You're right, we would. What's up?
I'm getting into crypto.
With FTX. You in?
I mean, he did say in May that he would trade 2 Super Bowl rings to go undefeated, Tom Brady.
So maybe that is on his board now. Maybe that whiteboard has Super Bowl, but underneath there's a little asterisk.
Well, he says in the hype video, I get to hear that again. What does he say that we need to do something extra?
Every great story deserves a sequel, and ours begins right now.
Well, before that, though, he says, play it from the beginning.
God. The whole thing?
Focus, Ken. Jeez.
Yeah. People have moved on. Nobody wants to hear this guy anymore. All right, here we go.
Tonight, we turn the page. We may be champions, but once again, we suit up as the unproven. Last year's effort won't be enough. So we need something that we didn't have last time. With our crew at our back.
We need something that we didn't have last time.
You're onto something there.
Mm-hmm. And what's that, being undefeated?
Yes.
I think that's a reference to the fans, probably, right?
I mean, what? I mean, it's...
He's probably supporting Al-Qaeda. That's what he means.
Curtis, will you cry when he retires?
Oh, like, definitely.
You will have a really hard day?
Sometimes I think about it and I cry.
Oh, okay.
But that's most things.
This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Bob?
Yeah, I just thought I'd chime in sort of what Curtis says. Yes, at some point Tom Brady won't be here, but believe it or not, there's still a lot of people here. It has nothing to do with him going to another team. We're so tired of hearing Tom Brady. Everything we hear, we're just tired of it. And I know we're in the minority of what people would think, but there's a lot of us that simply have we're so tired of hearing about Tommy on every issue. We're done.
Well, then you better hope that they don't go undefeated, because that's all you're going to hear
but
about.
But you're still going to hear
it.
That is all you're going to hear about.
You're still going to hear about it anyways, because Tampa's going to be good. That's why I said it's more important for the Patriots to be good, because that will drown out some of the noise. If the Patriots are a playoff team, now we could go, okay, we don't have to have Tom Brady being thrown in our face, because we can focus on our team.
If there's a Patriots game on and a Bucs game on, I'm watching the Bucs game until Tommy hangs him up, definitely.
My man, Matt.
This is Jason. Hello, Jason.
Wiggy, you're the man.
What up?
Just speaking of shots, I'm not sure anyone has picked up on it yet, but during the preseason games and in press conferences, Bill Belichick is clearly ripping. He can see he ripped off the Patriots logo off of his windbreaker or his jacket. Just want to see if you thought that was a shot or anything interesting, shot to craps or anything interesting.
Huh. Hasn't he worn his sweatshirt inside and out before and have that kind of stuff? I don't think he has anything.
All right. Well, football is back tonight.
Yep.
We got to get to Ken and what is trending right now.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. Saving with Just For You is easy. Download the Shaw's app, activate the offer key and your registered phone number at checkout, and you save instantly. By the way, Matt Chatham just retweeted this. Bill Belichick will begin his 47th season as an NFL coach. 47 consecutive seasons, NFL coach, most in league history. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. Nuts.
How about a little praise for Bill? Now, do you think Bill put Mac Jones up to this yesterday in the Mac Jones presser? I love this. Mac is asked by Tommy Curran, your nemesis, Greg, about Brady. Mm-hmm. Does he reflect on how great Brady was? You've been watching the tape, etc. And here is the faint praise that Mac Jones gives Brady.
He reflected on it even once because he's been really good.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, he definitely did a good job, and when I first got here, just watching tape, I've watched all the quarterbacks. So obviously he was on there and he did a really, really good job. And hopefully I can do a good job too.
Really like, good job. Not like great. That.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
I like that answer.
He did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
He went on to say he watched Cam for what not to do.
I've watched all the quarterbacks.
Cam wasn't on. He probably wasn't on the tape.
Oh.
He does a good job.
What do you guess is coming from Cam Newton tomorrow?
Documentary.
And can't wait for Funky Friday.
What is going to happen? What is he going to read? He's got a lot of things that he needs to get off his chest, he said on Instagram.
Well, I hope he lets him fly.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on. Did he go into it, you know, believing that he was the starter or even being told that he might have been the starter?
What if the big reveal is that he's vaccinated? Is that going to be what we're going to get tomorrow?
On this week's Funky Friday, I have a lot of things that I need to get off my chest. This is not a retirement speech, and I have a lot of football still in me.
It's a docuseries.
I saw a little teaser that added onto it that says he's going to reveal that he thought bounce passes were legal in the NFL.
Stop it.
I wish that you could get him on the show, Greg, because you guys are old pals.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll reach out to his guy, Quentin.
Yeah.
We talked to him since they left town.
Nope.
No?
We should get him on today so we get a little sneak peek of what tomorrow is going to bring.
Where are all the Cam people? They were badgering me for weeks. They've gone silent.
Radio silence. Still trying to get Edelman on the show.
I thought I was a hater. Turns out he can't even play backup.
He should be a backup somewhere. It's disgusting. Should be a backup here.
Well, you get the Bucks tonight. You can listen to the Bucks and their championship banner. 8:20 kickoff via Westwood One. We'll have it on Sports Radio WEI right after Mud at Night. Last night, though, it was all about the Red Sox. Greg wasn't there. They won. And talk about a goosebump moment. Here's Wiggy's guy, Hunter Renfrow.
The right-hand pitcher. Wendell 0 for 1 with a walk against him. The pitch. Swinging a line drive toward the gap in right center field. Santana going over. Dives. Can't get it. Rolls behind him. Going to the warning track. Wendell hits second. He's on his way to third. And here's the throw. And he is.
Oh!
The ball game is over.
Oh, beautiful. Great call by Joe and Sean. Renfrow, 270 feet on the money.
Hell of
Wiggy.
A throw.
Could you make that throw?
Probably not because my shoulder.
Oh.
But in
your prime at Eastie?
Yeah, I could have made that throw.
Yeah.
I told you I was an all-city catcher. So
shoulder, arm.
I had a rocket for an arm.
Leg.
I probably have one good throw in me.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, and then that's it.
Yeah, one left.
So one good
what
throw.
What are you saving it for?
Well, if I ever get in the outfield, then I need to throw somebody out.
Okay. I'm waiting for you to get in a dunk tank.
Yankees lose, and Greg, who declared this team dead, now in the top wild card spot. Home game at Fenway is coming 20 games from now. Like that. In the postseason. You'll be front row, too. Probably.
Of course I will.
He'll be on a duck boat if they win the World Series.
He was front row of a team that was dead.
Give it up for Matt Turner as well, Revs goalie. Big save in the 64th minute in a tie game, and the U.S. comes back to beat Honduras in a World Cup qualifier. So shout out to him, one of the top goaltenders on the planet right now. And Novak Djokovic in the final four of the U.S. Open of tennis. For number 21, Grand Slam number 21. That's what's trending.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
If you're feeling spicy.
On WEEI.
And can you believe it? Looks like Greg Hill was on his third hot dog of the game. His career average at Fenway has been about 2.5 hot dogs, so obviously a very good night for him. And we're only in the top of the fifth inning. You think he knows he's filled a little mustard on the collar of his shirt? Oh, well, I guess he does, because he just scooped it up and put it back in the hot dog. Can you believe it?
Someone is very proud of themselves because they have played that that fraudulent audio twice.
It's pretty good, though. Program. It's pretty good.
I wouldn't call that good. Nah.
Oh.
Nah.
Bad
Ken
writing.
Laird. Nah.
Poor writing, not funny.
Nah.
He's talking about Fitzy.
Let's see. This is Marshall from New Hampshire. Hello, Marshall.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, so Wiggy, you're right. Cam does have a lot of great football left. I think Rappaport just reported that he signed on as the starting quarterback for the Chicago Blitz in the lingerie league.
Well, I mean, Wiggy believes that he will end up somewhere, but it will be week 3 or 4, I believe, is what you suggested.
Yeah, I think he should be here because you have no backup option if something happens to Mac Jones.
Yeah, he's not here.
I know that. So I think he lands on his...
He lands on his feet?
Yeah, he lands
where he
somewhere.
Throws the ball.
I love
somewhere.
The hat he had on for the Funky Friday teaser.
Yeah.
This is Pat, also from New Hampshire. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on?
Two questions for Courtney and Wiggy. First, for Courtney, how is BC going to be this year?
BC is going to be incredible. They had two players on the ACC Player of the Week list for after week one. Yes, it was against Colgate. UMass is going to be a red bandana game. They are wearing the red bandana jerseys and pants. Hmm. First time ever that they will be doing two games with the red bandana jerseys, the second one at home against Virginia Tech.
Amazing, amazing documentary.
Yes.
That you should watch. If you have you ever seen the man in the red bandana? Mm-hmm. That you should you
no.
have got to watch that
yeah watch that this,
this is
weekend
the week, this is the week to watch it
yes
and, yes
but Pat Phil's going to be the best.
I'm sorry.
Nope, it's okay. Phil is going to be the best.
Who's your favorite BC college player of all time?
Ooh, I mean, you got to say Flutie. I would say
since
Doug Flutie.
Since I graduated
AJ Dillon.
Oh wow.
Okay, nice pick.
By the way, that big win over Colgate, they're up to 41st in the receiving votes.
Woo! Climbing those ranks.
Yes.
They got Pat go. He had a question
another,
for Wiggy.
Another tough one against UMass this weekend.
Yeah, big one.
That was an odd call.
Oh, that was a great call.
That was a Coco plant.
He was trying to like quiz Coco
on her BC knowledge.
He had a question for Wiggy, too.
I think they have, you said UMass, I think, don't they have Bishop Sycamore this weekend?
I think that's next weekend.
Bridgeton Academy.
They're going to be great this year. They're going to be great.
Yes.
Who's the show I have this weekend?
They beat up on Colgate. Huge win. Oh, huge win.
Unlike my Bulldogs who beat Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. Do you have to drive to Springfield for high school football Friday?
Friday night. It's a hike. 7 o'clock in Springfield, you know. I think where they're playing is kinda in the hood a little bit. You know.
Well,
Can you bring a, like a roadie on one of those? Do they sell alcohol at high school games? I forget.
No, I don't think
no.
so.
That's Bummer.
That's a hike. It's like an tailgates? Hour and a half.
Does Central have some lit tailgates?
I mean, they're okay. You know, they're not bad.
This is Caleb.
Norman Law Town.
Hello. Hey guys. Here's my theory, and I'm going to stick with it, on why we are going to see Julian Edelman back in a Pats uniform this year.
Oh.
Matt Jones is a quarterback that's going to get rid of the ball quick. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got a significant upgrade in pass catching options. Julian Edelman, we could easily say, was the number one pass catching option his last year. So he drew the team's best defensive back or safety, and he took a beating. He does not have to do that anymore. I think if he watches this team and we get to the bye week with a good record and our first six games are not that challenging outside of the Bucks, I would be so thrilled if he was like, okay, make me the number three option, bring me in an obvious second down passing situation or third down. Let me be a slot receiver again. Let me go up against their third guy, not their first, and I can make some good clutch plays for you, or at least be a decoy. So I want to hear your thoughts. It's probably not going to happen, but one can dream. I miss Julian already. Love you guys' show. Thanks for taking my call.
He took the gig on Inside the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't believe he's coming back.
Also, Foxborough, his body is just forever. So banged up.
I don't think he's.
And he's a great analyst. I mean,
Curtis, it was his first go at it.
Okay, you have all offseason, and you say we always have an undrafted player, and I think Quinn Nordine will win the game.
Think we'll get him on the show though.
No. I don't think we'll get him on the show. I mean, I could
That's
send
your
him.
Homeboy, man.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know what happened.
That one baffles me.
He's on with Egan and Browdy today.
I think we start messaging him, Wiggy, to find out what Greg did.
You did something. I didn't do anything.
Forget the messaging.
I mean, if
get rid of that. Call. That's what I do. When I want to talk to somebody, I just call.
Appreciate the message, bro.
Just call him. Yeah.
Maybe he's mad that you played his voice message. On the radio.
Maybe he's mad that I played because that people, personal message.
People do the voice messages so that they go away.
Huh. It is what it is, Bubby.
Here's how you get him. You send him a text, and then as soon as he responds, you then call him.
You would have to respond for him to call, though.
That is the worst thing in the world that people do.
And that,
if you're texting somebody,
yep.
You're texting them because they don't want to talk. You don't want to talk to them.
But they know.
But when people get a text message and then they immediately call you, is that not the most annoying thing in the world?
I think 3 to 6 months in jail is a proper punishment.
Right, but at least you get the chance to find out what's going on because they got no choice but to pick up because they know, oh, this person knows I just answered their text message. That's what you do. Call. And sometimes what you want to do is do the FaceTime call. Mm. And then you can get right to the bottom of it. Like, Jules, man, what's up, man?
And sometimes when you're...
I appreciate you over the years, our relationship, in all facets.
All
facets of the relationship.
Sometimes when you're texting, though, it gets too much information to say over text, so you have to pick up and call.
Right. Or,
yes,
you really want him bad enough, you call Nico and then see if he can call him. And then, boom, put you right on the
phone.
Nico
said he doesn't get back to him either.
Really?
Yeah.
I just texted A1 to 89269 for Xander.
He didn't big time you, did he?
I think he's big timing everybody.
Wow.
That's what I think is going on. It's okay. He's a Hollywood guy now.
No.
Yeah,
Hollywood,
but still, you should
Hollywood,
always...
Hollywood Bubs Edelman.
Should always have time for your friends.
Speaking of Springfield, as Wiggy was, there's a big controversy out there. With regard to a law that they want to pass, which is that gas stations would not be allowed to fill the gas tanks of dirt bikes. Because they have an issue like a lot of cities with out of control.
Dirt bikers?
The rogue dirt bikers.
Yeah, no, you don't
it's
like
the
them.
It's the worst.
There's constant complaining about the law being discriminatory.
I ain't got no
those.
Problem with the dirt bikers. I was a moped kid, so I ain't got no issue with it. No problem.
In the road, though?
Yeah, in the road.
So
where else
dangerous.
Are you supposed to ride a dirt bike?
Not in the middle of the
sidewalk?
City. Let's not in the middle of the city.
What's the name of the bike again?
Huh?
What's the name of the bike again?
What bike?
The bike that we're talking about that you fill up. What's it called?
Dirt bike.
Dirt bike.
Right, so that's probably where you should do it.
There's plenty of dirt on city roads.
Well, no. they're saying that it's really dangerous. People are getting in accidents because these guys are swerving in and out of traffic,
mm-hmm.
and so. But basically, do you think it's okay to pass a law saying somebody cannot fill up their gas tank?
No, I don't. I got no problem with it. You got bike lanes. How come people on bikes can get bike lanes, but dirt bike or mopeds or four wheelers, you got an issue with?
Because they go much faster and they're much more dangerous.
Well, then that's why they ride in the street, like cars.
There was a guy on a dirt bike a month ago that died in Southie, flying down the street, got hit by a car.
Yeah, that's the risk you run when you drive that type of vehicle, whether it's a motorcycle, a dirt bike. You know,
Dale here.
But what? I don't think they should be banned from the streets.
That one didn't even make sense. That Dale drop didn't even make sense.
Twitcher requested it.
Also, just announced by Fanatics, NFL top-selling jerseys since August 1st. Josh Allen, number one. Mac Jones, number two.
Number two?
Tom Brady, number three.
Number three.
Justin Fields, number four.
Mac Jones can hold that over Brady's head when they play in week four. Yep.
That is so crazy that he's still that high. I mean, who that's a Brady fan hasn't already bought a Brady jersey? It's insane that he's still top five.
This is John. What's up, John?
Good morning, good folks.
Hey.
Wiggy, I could have made that throw before the two rotator cuff operations. There's no question about it. And, Greg, I have speaking of your image on the TV screen, I want to get to that in a minute, but I heard Chris say that Tom's going to fall off the cliff. I want to agree with Chris on that. He's going to fall off the proverbial cliff this year.
This is it. This is the season.
Cliff.
Seriously, I do think they're going to underachieve. Write that down. The Tampa Bay Bucks and Tom are going to slightly underachieve and not get to the Super Bowl.
Ooh, okay.
And, Greg, did you happen to catch Channel 7? They did a nice – oh, God, now I forget the young fellow's name. What's the unfortunate fellow that just got a young man that got hurt in the Pittsburgh Bucks?
Jake Tebow.
Channel 7 did a nice piece on that, and the fellow calling into your fine program.
Yes, his father, Mike, who was on.
That's correct.
Yes,
and they captured some very flattering images of you on their TV screen. Oh. They had three different images, screenshots of you while they were playing the father's call to the show.
Yeah.
So I want you
don't forget the TV adds 15 pounds. So. Think of how flattering they would have been if the 15 pounds wasn't added.
Was he stuffing down hot dogs behind home plate?
Well, I want you to discover it on yourself. You'll see how flattering it is. Okay. So I'm sure with all the connections you all have, you can go back and find that little piece they did, right, and take a look at it?
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead, keep eating it, fat boy.
Well, Channel 4 did the story, and they had a picture of Tony Siragusa saying it was great.
By the way, over $61,000 awesome. Is what you good have stuff, donated man. To Jake and his family. And hearing his dad yesterday, his dad called in yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was heartbreaking. But what an amazing family they sound like. It's awesome family. So
strong.
Yeah. So $61,000, as of this moment, $61,075 donated for Jake and his family. And I thank you for doing that. And if you want to give or you want to stay up to date with the foundation and what we do, you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org or follow us on social media. We'll be right back.
Happy Sunday.
It's the dawn of a new era in New England.
World champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
Rookie Mac Jones and the Patriots.
The colors are silver, blue, and red.
Take on the Dolphins. Yeah. A beat.
On your exclusive home for Bill Belichick and Mac Jones.
On Patriots Monday, WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo, give it up!
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
Coming up in just moments, the Red Sox front office report with Brian O'Halloran. Tomorrow on the show, Devin McCourty, I'm guessing earlier in the program. And Monday, of course, Bill Belichick, probably sticking with his 6:30 schedule. And Tuesday, it is Tie Tuesday, number one. Ty Law will be on this program every Tuesday during the NFL season. So, and Ty Law, great interview.
Oh yeah,
hopefully he controls controls his pets during the interview.
I'm sorry, guys. A dog just took a poop on the stairs.
Yeah, his pets and his language.
Goddamn radio.
Greg, I don't mean this to come across as it will sound, but during the break, I felt so just alive looking at Gridlock on the Mass Pike. We are finally back. Uh-oh. The world is open.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I hope everyone gets to work safely, but we view you as money because we need as many listeners as possible.
Ooh, look at that on the Twitch stream.
Traffic not as bad today.
Gresh doesn't like that.
No. But I mean, I thought 50, 60% of the people were still going to work from home after the pandemic. I guess that's not happening, huh?
Yeah. I think today, if you hadn't opened all the schools across, many schools are opening today. Mm-hmm. I know Newton is. So yeah. Everybody's back going to work. Thank God.
Also, before we go forward, I keep getting this sent to me. So Nick Spironis, I hope I'm saying his last name correctly, a local kid, Chelmsford High School football player going into his junior year, was ready to start, just got diagnosed with cancer. It's a Jimmy Fund Connect, so he's being treated at Dana-Farber Jimmy Fund. Mm. So we know he's in great hands, played football with my little cousin. So I keep getting it sent to me. I tweeted out his GoFundMe, so if you want to donate, if you have the time, a great cause there. I just feel like, you know, as school gets started, it's all these terrible stories that are coming up. But thinking of Nick and his family and the Chelmsford High School football team.
All right. Here is Wiggy's guy, Freddie, from the Meridian Market. Which
you love, too, man.
I do like the Meridian Market.
Yep.
I like the Meridian Special.
Yeah. That's a good one.
But what's up, Freddie? What are you calling about?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Hey. Freddie, what up, man?
What's up, Jermaine? How you doing?
Good.
So I haven't seen you in a while, and I have a couple of neighbors and a couple of friends that brought to my attention that Milano's named a sandwich after you.
Yeah, somebody is fraudulent.
I was kind of left in the dock here, saying to myself, you know, Jermaine is always like talking about Meridian Market chicken parm, and all of a sudden Milano's comes out with this thing, which I'm not talking bad about anyone, because especially in today's times.
Right.
In today's times, everyone is, you know, out to make business, and I appreciate that for everybody.
Well, they didn't make any business. The thing was on the menu for 3 days. Nobody bought it.
Now it was a big hit
because it stunk. So that was a like a poor business,
big hit.
Poor business decision naming a sandwich after.
It was
after
delicious.
Yeah, it was.
That's a good one. So, Jermaine, I was saying if we could do a challenge.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could come down here. It doesn't have to be a challenge. We'll make a chicken parm the way you like it, and then we'll go from there, and I'll put you on the menu.
There you go. See, Freddie knows I support all my local sub stores, that especially in East Boston.
You support the ones where you eat eat for free.
Freddie will tell you,
where you get the comp.
Nope. I pay because my mother loved the peppers and eggs there. Sub. So
yes.
I'm always at Meridian Market, Roy's, Milano's. These are places that have been there forever. So, you know, these are real East Boston, you know, sub shops, not like all these fraudulent places that you guys go to popping up all over the place. These places have been there since day one.
What do you mean by that?
We appreciate that. Yeah. We appreciate that, though, Jermaine, especially for people in East Boston. We appreciate that.
Hey, listen, anybody who offers him a name on the menu, like, for instance, my guys at Frank Anthony's in the Seaport reached out, offered Wiggy a sandwich, and he jumps up and down. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And then you just called Frank Anthony's
fraudulent. No, I didn't say Frank Anthony's.
Yes,
I
you
said
did.
Some of those
you said
places.
The place
like what?
That you,
what
the
is
place
some
that
of those
you go,
places?
You said the place that I go to for lunch.
No,
I go
no,
to Frank.
No, no. I
go
I
to
Frank. Said Frank Anthony's. Don't try to.
Yes,
I said
you did.
Some of those fraudulent places that pop up out of nowhere that you guys are always saying, go here, go there. You guys are living in Southie now.
I'm talking about Watertown. Watertown, I go to.
Watertown?
Yes.
I got no good subs in Watertown.
Oh, you are so wrong. You are so wrong.
This is Pat from New Hampshire. Hey, Pat.
Hey, guys. It's I just called about 10 minutes ago. And Wiggy, you're the man. I was at the Snow Bowl, best NFL game ever.
It was the greatest game in NFL history.
Okay.
Best game in NFL history. I have two questions for you. What do you think about the game tonight? It's the Bucks -8.5, and over under is 51.5. I'm going to put a grand on each. What do you think?
I'm taking the Bucks. Bucks cover. Dak has got the shoulder issues coming off the ankle injury. I take the Bucks all day long. What was the over and under?
51.5.
That's a tough one, though. 51.5.
I take the under there.
Yeah, it's a tough first game of the season.
I'm leaning under.
Yeah, I would. That's
under.
A good lean.
Go under. All right. This is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
What's going on, Jack?
Courtney, Wiggy, how's it going?
What up?
I heard that someone said Tom Brady would give up 2 Super Bowl rings for an undefeated season.
He said that in May.
Oh, okay, yeah. An undefeated season now with an extra game, I don't think it's ever going to happen. The Patriots, that 07 team was one of the greatest teams ever in the history of the NFL. So many things went wrong in that game for them. They should have won it. I mean, you know, the Asante Samuel dropping the interception, the helmet catch. I mean, it's just, you know,
if you
should have won that game.
Listen, if you don't think that's on Tom Brady's mind, then you don't know Tom Brady. It has to be on his
mind.
Yeah,
I mean, he definitely thinks about it, but I think the number one thing is the Super Bowls.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but that's number one. But 1A is undefeated season, and then he's done everything. There's nothing left for him to do.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to this.
It's time to get some intel on the Sox. It's the Front Office Report on EEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.